Marriott, we're ready now for the steps at 28643. CMC mode free and auto, verb 48, verb 49, and so forth. On the biomed, we're going to leave it up to you. Whoever draws straws or whatever, whoever you decide to wear the biomed tonight, it's your choice.
That's easy. Jack and I'll put it on in the morning. How's that?
Okay. Okay, Captain. America, Houston, we'd like Omni Alpha. America, Houston, we can take the high gain now that you're there. The angle's in the book, minus 37 to 48, and auto. Merrick, Houston, we're ready for VRP 74.
Coming at you, Gordo. Mark it.
Okay, we got a good dump. Thank you.
Pete Oak.
America, Houston, over.
Good.
Okay, we've been thinking about the busted Snoopy hat, and have a suggestion on a configuration that we'd like to present to you as an alternative to the plan you mentioned earlier. See what you think about it.
Gordo?
Go ahead.
Can you hold off with that update? Ron's off the headset right now. It'll be a few minutes, and I'd like to hear him. Have him here then.
Okay. And just as a brief introduction before he gets on, we're really thinking about letting Jack have the broken one. Nothing personal, Jack, but I think that it's probably more important that you and Ron have the all-up ones. Over.
Yeah, we've already discussed that, but let Ron talk over with what his plan is and let's hear yours.
Okay, give me a call when you're ready.
Okay, and for food to thought, you might think about that. We looked at a way of just taping the electronic part of the lightweight headset right to his helmet. It looked pretty good. So chew on that one for a while, and we'll be back with you, and you can come up with your plan.
Well, that sounds like that's our plan, essentially. But I'll go through it in case there's anything that either you or us haven't thought of about it.
Okay.
America, Houston.
Go ahead.
We'd like to give you what ECOM has said should be the final H2 fan configuration for this mission. H2 fan 2 off and 3 auto.
Okay, H2 fan 2 is going off and
3 Toronto, and this is truly a historic event.
It's been a pleasure to share.
Isn't that the way we started?
I don't think it is. Firm.
Very appropriate. My congratulations and my hat off to the ECOM.
Thank you, sir. America, Houston, we'd like you to spin it up on B2 and D2. And we have one change in the high gain REAC and narrow angles. Instead of a yaw of 90, we want a yaw of 45.
Okay, I'll set them at a yaw of 45.
Roger. You probably weren't aware of it, but your IR is chilly. Would you turn it on up until bedtime to warm it up a little, please?
Okay, that's only appropriate. IR is on.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 287 hours, 32 minutes. It's been a relatively quiet period in the control center and aboard the spacecraft. Apollo 17 at the present time is rotating slowly about the X-axis with its ultraviolet spectrometer pointed towards galactic sources of ultraviolet. The crew will be conducting some housekeeping activities aboard the spacecraft, changing the lithium hydroxide canisters. They have one more eat period before retiring for an 8-hour rest period at 290 hours even. And we're now showing some 16 hours, 45 minutes until Apollo 17 enters Earth's atmosphere. Spacecraft now 85,800 nautical miles from Earth, and the velocity increasing to 5,795 feet per second.
Okay, CMP.
Very good.
This probably isn't too good a time to have an emergency. The reason I say that is we got a big Chinese feast going on here in the Moker.
You do.
Had some food brought in, and everybody's probably more interested in eating than the America right now, I must admit. Better, if anything.
Outstanding.
Ron, I have some words on our suggestion. It's probably the same as what you've done already on rigging up the headset for entry tomorrow. Anytime you have a free moment to listen.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I'm just sitting here right now.
Okay. Gino mentioned that you'd already essentially taped the electronic part to your Snoopy hat. I guess, first of all, we're suggesting that you rig this up for Jack and let you have the good one, just to be sure. And I'll quickly run through the steps we have. I think maybe this would be the easiest way. And you can then listen, and if you've done it already or if this mentions something that you hadn't thought of, it'll at least accomplish the job. They have about 15 steps here, but I don't think it'll take long to summarize it. They suggest taking the headband off the lightweight headset. In other words, taking the electronic part off the headband. Straighten the mic boom and straighten the comm carrier boom, the appropriate one for whichever ear Jack wears his molded earpiece in. Then rotate the lightweight headset mic boom 90 degrees. They found that was necessary to get it to face your mouth when you end up with this all taped on there. You have to sort of twist it, force it 90 degrees. Then lay the lightweight headset boom along the comm carrier boom with the electronic part on the outside of your earpiece on the Snoopy hat. And the hose that goes to the molded earpiece facing downward, coming out down. And with the mic boom 1 inch beyond the comm carrier mic boom tip. And then tape the two booms together for the entire length of the comm carrier boom. And then rebend the whole works back so that the tip is back in front of your mouth. And then tape the electronics box onto the side of the earpiece. And you can run tape all the way around the lower part of the earpiece. And you can lift up on the leather-covered donut on the inside there, pull it loose, and then run tape underneath Just pull the lower part of it loose, run tape all the way around, and really securely anchor the electronics box to the outside of the earpiece. So there's no chance that that'll slip off or shift. Then you can kind of push the leather ear seal back down on top of the tape inside. Let's see.
So far we're right with you.
Okay. Then take the comm carrier electrical lead and double it back on itself and tape it together so that it doesn't flop around. And now you've got it essentially set up. I've lost my place here on the sequence just a second. Okay, place the molded earpiece. Well, actually, one further modification was then to run the hose, which is now external, up underneath the leather donut and out through the ear opening, and pull it on through. Now, to put this all on, you'll have to stick the molded earpiece in your ear, and then as you pull the Snoopy on, sort of pull the slack out of the audio hose there, so you don't end up with a lot of hose coiled up in the ear cup, and the remaining hose then just sort of dangles down beside your neck. Fasten the chin strap and make sure that the hose isn't pinched or anywhere. Readjust the mic boom to a half inch from in front of your lips, and make sure one of the foam parts of the mic boom is facing your mouth. Okay, then you just route the electrical lead and the plug on down through the slot in ICG, and put all the excess length of the connectors and the excess stuff down inside the ECG so it doesn't flop around. And, of course, mate the pins, the connectors, and snap the ICG closed at the front to be sure that it'll capture. One thing they did try in this configuration was to see if you could get the helmet on over all that in case a suited reentry became necessary at short notice, and it does go on. Randy Hester tried it, and with just a little cocking of the head, you can get the helmet on over. How's that sound to you?
Hey, Gordy, that sounds essentially what we were thinking about. We hadn't gotten to the extent of trying to hook them up yet, you know, put them together yet, but we were thinking along the same lines anyhow. And you brought up a couple of points that are good.
Okay. If you got any questions or anything, I've got a demo model sitting right in front of me here so that we can just discuss in real time as you get it set up. I assume you're going to try to work that up tonight. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, we can, I guess. Okay, and the reason you'd rather have Jack do it to me simply because of the redundancy.
That's affirmative. It gives you and Gene the best equipment, and we see no reason why this won't work, but like you said, it's only one mic and place of two on the other ones.
I'm surprised you didn't have us tape two headsets to the Snoopy helmet.
Well, Jack would just take that chance.
Well, it took 14 days, but I finally know where I stand.
I do have a question. Well, first of all, I'll give you a little weather for the South Pacific tomorrow, if you're interested.
stand by. Let's get the commander on a headset here in a minute, and then you can pass up.
Okay. Not bad.
Well, let it go this time.
Okay, we got him.
Okay, we'll torque at 5945.
Alrighty. America, we would like to stop the roll this time around as you come up on 146 roll.
Okay, we'll talk to it on 146 roll.
America, Houston, when you get her stopped there, we'd like you to hold the attitude until we get the DSE dump before doing the Verb 49.
Okay, Gordo, we're there now. America, we can take those words on the weather in the recovery area, if you like.
Okay, can be summed up by one word, excellent. 2,000 scattered and high scattered forecast. I'm looking at a satellite picture, high resolution satellite picture that shows you in the middle of a big high, and see just very faint hint of clouds in the area. And the trend of the weather movement is such that you're going into an even clearer area by tomorrow. The wind will be 090 at 10, visibility 10, 2994 on the altimeter. It's of no consequence to the Navy guys, but the landlubber will be glad to learn that there's 3 foot wave heights. And the temperature is 77 degrees. Over.
Sounds like a fighter pilot's day to come aboard. And I think they'll be able to take those seas.
Gotcha. Okay, you can start the Verb 49 if you wish. America, Houston, one other request you might be thinking about, and if you'd and that is any deltas to the nominal entry stowage that we might not know about. We'd like to know about it before you go to sleep tonight so we can think about the CG.
Okay, Gordo, we'll be able to give you those.
Okay, Houston, we're ready to spin it up.
This is Apollo Control at 289 hours, 8 minutes. We'll be putting the crew to bed in about an hour, actually about 50 minutes from now. And they're eating dinner at this time. No major items scheduled on the flight plan between now and the time they begin their sleep period. During the night, the flight dynamics officer and the retro, return to Earth officer, will be compiling their last stretch of tracking data on the spacecraft and computing the final mid-course correction, which would be performed at about 3 hours prior to entry. At the present time, that mid-course correction would appear to be very small, around 2 feet per second. Apollo 17 at this time, about 80,000 miles from Earth, and the spacecraft velocity going through 6,000 feet per second, and we'll see an ever more rapid buildup in that velocity as the spacecraft nears Earth.
Houston, America.
Go ahead.
Gordon, we're just finishing chow and doing a little cleaning up and double checking the stowage and so forth. But we do have a minute. Is there by any chance any late news, anything going on today that might be of interest?
Okay, I haven't heard of anything. You did get a news report this morning, is that correct?
Yeah, we sure did.
Okay, I'll see if there's any deltas to that. Take me a couple minutes.
Okay, how's the Houston weather today?
It was overcast, but warmer. Kind of standard winter weather for around here. Not nearly so frigid as it has been the last couple days.
Okie doke.
America.
Go ahead, Gene.
Okay, Gordo, the entry stowage will be as in the flight plan supplement, with the exception that there is a small lap jettison bag, max weight of about 25 pounds, which will be, which is already, as a matter of fact, packed in A7.
Okay, we got that.
And the presently used jettison bag, weight really isn't very much at all. That's just for housekeeping, trash, and so forth. We will tie between A2 and A3, and there's probably not, at the most, more than 5 pounds there.
Okay.
And right now, we haven't seen a specific spot to tie down the levers. If you've got a recommendation, we'll take it. If not, we'll just pick a spot down in the LEP area to time down.
Okay, I'll see if we have a plan for that.